Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 748 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 27th, 2023. I'm one of your hosts today, Greg Zalesi, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Or I guess they're calling it X now. I got to get used to that. I still want to call it Twitter.
Still call it Twitter. So
Twitter X. We'll call it Twitter X. Hey, that lovely voice you hear, that's Kim Woods. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Yeah, I'm finally here after missing 2 weeks, so don't mind my sunburn. I am actually sporting a red neck, which is ironic considering I live in Missouri. But anyway.
Fitting, Kim. Very fitting. Very fitting.
I finally brought my redneck today.
Yeah. Now, before we'll get into the story time of all of that.
Right.
But I do have some sad news I want to impart on the audience. Before we get to that. Let's do the housekeeping, shall we?
Sure.
We do this every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and on the Central Time Zone, which apparently is quite sunny, mm-hmm. 3 p.m. there. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. You can come join live, be part of the chat, however you want to look at it. Just enjoy. If you don't get to this today, we will post this up as an audio podcast. So a lot of different ways you can interact with us. We are also on Facebook. We're on X, or formerly known as Twitter. Please do share, subscribe, like. I got to get used to doing that. I'm not very good at doing that, Kim, but I got to remember to say that. Share, like, subscribe.
Either.
Yeah. All right. Now to the sad news.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, it's just you and I today.
It is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Pete was a little bit tired. Pete started to cry a little bit, the gingerness overcoming him, and he needed a nap. Technically, I think he's just going straight to bed, but you know,
he's getting cranky.
Yeah, he was cranky ginger Pete. So, unfortunately, we will not have him on the show. Also, very, very sad to say that Robin has succumbed to the effects of rum and that his binging last night of a very fine bottle of rum, that and likely additional things happening amongst the family and the household. But really, let's call it. It's the rum. Massive hangover. He can't handle his alcohol anymore. He's getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sadly, he's not here. Dollars to donuts, though, he's probably racing right now. How much you want to bet?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. So we know where your priorities stand, Robin Tate.
Right.
We know. We understand. But you know what? We're going to have a great show without him. Exactly. We don't need him.
Nope, not at all.
In fact, we have hardly Dan in the chat, so we're going to say hi to him. Screw Robin. Screw Pete. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
All right, let's dive into some story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
All right, Kim. So
keep forgetting I can't hear the thing. So
yeah, it's okay. I can hear the thing. So I know when the thing is a thing and when it's not a thing, and therefore I can tell you that we're done with the thing.
All right.
And that means we're gonna talk about your redneck.
Okay.
Your redneck. What's going on with that?
Alrighty. Yeah. We have our antique fair. We have one every year right around this time. And basically all that means is, like, you know, your antique tractors, your antique cars, that sort of thing. And it's up on the square and it's a good time, except for this week, of course, it's been 1,000 degrees in the shade. And stupid me didn't think yesterday when we were going up there that, hey, you know what? I might want to put some sunscreen on, considering, and I didn't, and we were up there most of the day, so guess what? I burned like a lobster. So thankfully, though, it was only like back here and I got a little on my nose. And of course, my farmer's tan is coming in really well. So there's that. But you know, I can see it now. My obituary. Kim is going to die of skin cancer because I'm an idiot. But, yeah, it's all right. It doesn't hurt too bad. It, you know, it's a little on the... I mean, I could fry an egg probably back here as hot as it is.
It looks painful. I'm not going to lie. It looks, especially like your left shoulder.
Oof. Right? Yeah.
Like, I feel like your right shoulder is not as bad.
Right? But yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't want somebody to come up here and, like, slap me back there or anything. But, I mean, I could touch it. It's not terrible. I've had worse sunburns before, but, yeah. So, word of the wise, kids. Don't do me and, you know, not put sunscreen on because it's not a good idea. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Dan pointing out that the antique sun lamps are dangerous.
Indeed, they are.
And I'm just going to say right now, if that's how you decided you were going to try and tan under the lamps, you kind of missed the mark.
I know, right? You thought I'd done better than, like, right here and on my, you know, from my elbows down, but whatever. So
I'm surprised you didn't sport the
I should have, because then I would have done really well, but I didn't. So
you could have been completely red.
Missed opportunity there.
Missed opportunity. All right. Well, outside of burning your skin off, what else has been going on?
Well, they have this little pedal tractor pole there for the kids, and I guess for the adults, because they had, like, an adult-sized pedal tractor there, and I guess I should have got on it to see, but I didn't. And anyway, Owen is now 4, so he's old enough to take part, and of course, Anthony's been doing it for years, and he's got first place I don't know how many times. So Owen tried yesterday, and of course, Owen is not his brother. Owen needs pedal tractor lessons, because he can't pedal. He tried. He might have got it like a couple of feet, and then he was done. So the little part, he tried. So we've got a pedal tractor actually here at home. So he's been pedaling on it today and getting his lessons in. So maybe next year. But then, of course, Anthony, he got up and he tried. He wasn't at first. He told me he was retired yesterday and he wasn't going to get in it. But then after a little bit, his buddies come over and they talked him into doing it. And his little butt ended up with first place in his class. So... honestly, I thought he was going to end up getting second because they had a kid there and he was totally kicking his butt. But finally, because they had to have 3 pull-offs, I think, because they just kept pulling at a full pull. And finally,
I want to make comments about that, Kim, but I'm not going to.
I know. It's terrible. I know. I giggle every time I say it. But anyway, about the third time around, the kid that I thought was going to beat Anthony finally just... wore out and he couldn't pull it any further. So Anthony
got pulled up real fast on WhatsApp just so people could see. These are the vehicles of choice.
Right. In case you don't know what a pedal tractor is. So
I wouldn't have really known what a pedal tractor is. So
but,
there's
that. Yeah, you know, it's definitely a Midwest thing probably, but you know. But like I said, it was fun, and like I said, we were all standing there at the end of the little spot there, rooting them both on, and it was fun to watch all the little kids. The girls, there was actually a lot more girls this time than there ever has been. That was neat for me, because, you know, I'm one of those. I'm like, yep, you go. And a lot of them outpulled the boys, so I was pretty tickled with that. So,
yeah, Dan, this actually seems like an absolute event made for you.
Right.
I just, you know... didn't even think about the whole biking side of it, but 100%.
Right.
You could take down those 10-year-olds easy.
Yeah, there's Owen on the screen now, just pedaling his little heart out. So, but anyway, I told him Anthony's going to have to give him pedal tractor lessons so next year he can do a little better. So he was bugging me all yesterday. Are we going to get the pedal tractor out? So finally this morning we managed to get it out and get it all ready to go. So he played on it for all of 5 minutes. You know, typical kid.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That is quality living right there.
There you go. I was just making sure he wasn't using it to run over the cats off the porch. So I could see him doing it.
It's so important. That's right? Important. You don't want to run the cats over.
Yeah, especially the kittens. So no, you probably wouldn't fall off. No. I'm sure you'd be fine.
All right. So yeah. Outside of the pedal tractor pull.
Let's see. I've been on here for a couple of weeks, so some of this is a little old news. But speaking of nephews, my little nephew, Austin, which is my little brother's boy, he just turned 2 here a couple weekends ago. So we went up and had his birthday. That was actually why I wasn't on one show. And he's a 2-year-old now. So growing like a weed they are, I tell you. So that was fun.
They grow fast.
They do grow fast. They only little. I mean, I can remember when he was born, and now he's up walking around and terrorizing his brother and playing Xbox, and, you know. That's another one I've corrupted between him and Colton. I've corrupted those two as well. So my brother curses me every once in a while when he wants to play
corrupted
Xbox.
Corrupted or help expanding their exactly. options.
Right? That's what I thought. I'm like, you'll like that when it's wintertime and they can't go outside and they're bugging you. You could just set them in front of the Xbox. And there you go. So,
very true.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? Frida has been spayed. My cat that I've had. So she's been spayed. And she's almost healed up from that. So that was a little nerve-wracking because I always get nervous when they go in for surgery. And I'm afraid I'm going to get the phone call that, oh, hey, they didn't make it, you know.
Yeah, but honestly, dude. Spaying your cat versus not spaying your cat. I'd rather like the cat, like no offense, Kim, but die under being the attempt of spay because it is no fun listening to a cat in heat.
I agree. She wasn't actually too bad, but yeah, I've had some that are, you're just like loading them up and taking them and going, just fix them, please, for God's sakes.
The funniest thing is, I mean, they literally sound like they are in pain.
I know, but they're
just
like
yeah, but they're just horny as hell.
Right. So. They're looking at you going, can you help me? And I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm out. I can't help you there. You know, let's see. Non-cat spaying news. I started the Book of Lorth, which is the Diablo audiobook.
Yes.
It's been pretty good. And besides, I like the guy that does Lorth's voice.
Right.
I mean, that guy could read me a telephone book and I'd probably be happy. So... you know,
so I have a question about that audiobook. Is it so obviously we finished the campaign,
right?
It does it have value to go back and listen to this book, or is this book, you know, I wasn't sure kind of what the purpose of this book was. Is it a continuation of the story, or is it a prequel?
No, it's it more or less is just kind of fills you in on some of the history, like what some of the, I don't know if you want to call it artifacts, but some of the stuff you come across in the game, kind of what it does, kind of like it tells, you know, you got to watch though, because if you haven't finished the story, there are some spoilers to what happens on the end. So he definitely goes over that, but it kind of fills in a little bit of the history between the Diablo games, kind of, and it, you know, tells you about Mephisto and it tells you about Lilith and Baal and the whole nine yards and gives you some insight on why they are doing what they're doing and that sort of thing. And it, you know, gives you some story on like the different regions and why they are the way they are. So, it's kind of neat to kind of, because there's some of that stuff even in the game, because I like to watch like the cutscenes and stuff, even some of that I didn't know or I may have missed it or, you know, because I only played Diablo 3. I never did play the others because that was before I got into gaming hot and heavy. So, you know, it kind of goes over some of that stuff. So it's kind of neat to see how Sanctuary has ended up the way it is, so how it got to where it is now, and kind of because, you know, for a place called Sanctuary, it's not real tranquil or relaxing or any of that.
It is quite the opposite of the namesake. I think also for those that may want, you know, if they haven't gotten into Diablo 4 or they're not familiar with the series, there's actually some good, and I think it's been done by a few different people, but just go on YouTube, do a rundown for, you know, Diablo history, and some people have strung together kind of all the cutscenes in order from the previous games. And I did that leading up to Diablo 4 just to refresh, you know, kind of go back and, you know, kind of re-understand where the story was. So definitely recommend that.
Exactly. So yeah, it's pretty good. And I think, I don't know, I had a credit, but I think it's only like $20. So, you know, if that's something you're into, go for it. Like I said, I'm
by the way, Robin Tate just started racing.
Go figure.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a quick WhatsApp while we're talking here.
Okay. Not a Skype call. Dear God, don't do that. We'll never do
that. I think he's learned his lesson from that.
Let's see. So on top of that, my work schedule is about to change. I haven't actually talked about this yet. My sister applied for a different job at the hospital, and it's going to make her schedule a lot more normal than what it is now. And so that means basically I won't have much of a schedule. So because the way it's set up, she'll work Monday through Friday from like 8 to 5. And they have buses that run out to the hospital because there's a daycare and they run the kids back and forth from daycare to preschool and that sort of thing. So technically when school gets out in the afternoon, the kids can ride the bus out to her job. So I won't have to watch the kids as much and she won't have to watch or work weekends as much either. So that knocks me out there. So I might actually have a whole hell of a lot more free time on my hands. So,
okay.
Yay for me. So
Is that a yay or a yay?
Well, no, it's actually a yay. I don't know. I'm on two minds of this because, you know, as much as I want some more free time back, because, you know, I've been doing this kid watching thing for a while now, but I'm also of the same token going, well, I won't get to see him as much either. So, which I'm not the only one, because the first thing Anthony did was when he found out about that his mom got the job was he looked at her and goes, does that mean I can't go out to Kim's house as much? So, or at all, or something like that. Anyway, it was kind of touching. And she's like, no, you can still go out there and spend the night. You're just not going to have to ride the bus and stuff out there as much. So that'll be nice. I need to get back on my workout schedule because that's kind of went by the wayside. Although, to be fair, with the temperatures at 125 outside doing chores, that's pretty much enough of a workout to you know, burn off some stuff pretty well. So,
you know. It's just also a good way to give yourself heat stroke. So just be careful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So. Cheers to Lord in the chat. We encourage everybody to go review Bomb Bongo Racing's website, his YouTube channel, just to, you know, drop him a nasty because he's prioritized himself. We understand what's going on now.
All right. I saw that there was a race tonight or three of them or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's why he's not showing up. You know.
Yeah. His comment to us was, I could stand for the night off if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lying that he was hungover, but you know.
Exactly. I'm tired. It was a, you know, fun evening last night. We understand now. We fully understand.
We can't compete with racing. I know.
All right.
That's it for me. So what about you?
Ah, God. So I, unlike Robin, know how to hold my liquor. Had a really fun night last night. Ended up having some good friends come back to the house after we had a fun birthday dinner celebration out for one of my wife's friend's husbands. Cracked open a nice bottle of wine, just sat out. Weather was perfect. Just a lovely evening, drinking some great wine, having a fun conversation, you know. And I woke up this morning and I started off with cocktails, mind you. I was doing Red Bull vodkas for quite a while at the restaurant, transitioned to some beer, came back to the house and finished with wine. Fine. No problem. Let's see what else. I mean, work is going steady, but I'm starting to get into that season where, and my work is very seasonal, I should say. So you have that summer lull. And that's mostly because companies, you know, everybody's taking their vacations. Budgets are kind of on hold because they want to see what they need to do for the fall.
Right.
But right around this time, everybody starts coming back to the table like, oh, yeah, we need this project done like 3 weeks back. So it's getting into that kind of hectic craziness. I'm still trying to maintain my Wednesdays and Fridays as much as possible, but that may fall by the wayside occasionally here and there. By the way, deeply disappointed to see Man City won tonight. I could not root for against a team more than Snuggins' team. Just kidding. No, love you, Rob. NFL preseason is finally over, Kim.
I know, they have
a couple games going on today, but we're through watching all of the second and third string players. Rosters will be set on Monday. And get ready. You guys are up first. The Chiefs versus the Detroit Lions.
Right.
It should be a good game. I think it actually might be somewhat competitive. So
that's what I'm worried about.
Well, yes, as a Chiefs fan, I understand why you would be worried about that. But I'm hoping for a good first game. The Chiefs typically put on a good first game. So
God, I hope so. Because the Cardinals are sucking this year. So I need somebody to root for. So.
Car shopping.
Right.
So I'm going to just transition this window over. So we are going to be getting rid of my wife's current car, which is Chevy HHR. And we've been going back and forth. Yesterday, we literally spent the entire afternoon going around looking at different vehicles. And we've kind of finally settled in on the Acura RDX, as that's going to be the next vehicle that my wife will primarily drive. I typically drive the SUV, the Telluride. It'll interchange. this is going to be a fun car. I want to say, and we're kind of, I'm pushing for the A-spec version, which is kind of their sportier version. Mm-hmm. But the engine itself, it's a turbocharged 75 horsepower engine. It moves nicely. And it's a crossover SUV. So it's smaller. It's only got two rows, so it seats five. Mm-hmm. And I say seats five, really it seats four. If you have a fifth person, they're crunched in the middle in the back. I'm kind of excited. We're debating whether we want to get one pre-owned certified, you know, within like 2022 or sooner. Because, and it always is debate for us. You know, we bought our Telluride new. It was a great mm-hmm. experience. But, you know, the moment you drive that car off the lot, it loses a chunk of value.
Right.
And so typically speaking, we always make the joke, we want somebody else to take that interest hit and then we'll take the vehicle over. Right. The challenge is, of course, anything that you're looking at that might be used, you know, how much mileage did they put on it?
Right.
But we're seeing a lot of vehicles out there right now that actually have pretty low miles because they were lease vehicles.
Right.
And people are just trying to get out from their leases. I still don't know why anybody would ever do a lease. It makes no sense to me.
My friend Brian found that out the hard way because he did a lease. And then when he went to go get another car, of course, he wasn't done paying the lease. So then he had to lump that in with the new car. And oh, yeah, he'll never do it again.
Yeah. Anyway, so future vehicle. And I love this blue.
I was going to say, is it going to be blue? Because I like the blue.
I dig the blue, although there is a red version that also looks nice. We currently have a red car.
Right.
My wife likes the red. I just am leery of red because eventually fading, that kind of thing. And we do typically hang on to our cars more than just 5 years. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So that was me. Car shopping, that has been the actual main highlight from the weekend. Just going in. I will say this. We have a service out here called CarMax, mm-hmm. which I don't know that we're going to buy from CarMax. But if you have one near you, it is a great way to just go look at a bunch of different vehicle types and not have to deal with salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a you know, a massive used car program, but the salespeople, they don't follow you out there. You know, you walk in, they, you know, ask you a couple of questions, and then they just tell you kind of what, if you're looking for a specific kind of vehicle, where on the lot you'll find them. And you just go walk the lot. You have your cell phone with you. You can take a picture of, they have a little QR code to see if the vehicle is still available to buy or not. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a better experience than the guy walking down saying, "Hey folks, how you doing? What can I help you with?"
Yep.
Nothing. Get away from me. I don't want to talk alone, to you.
Right?
Yeah. I just want to go look at cars. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Anyway. That's it. I think I'm just going to wrap up with Fuck Robin and we'll move on to some video game conversation.
Alrighty.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right, Kim, I guess where do you want to start for you? Because I feel like we should, I don't want to be presumptuous here.
Right. Well, but you know, I've only got two games and we can pull
right.
off on the one we did Friday till, you know.
Well, there's really only three games we're really going to be talking about, to be honest, right. in the show. So right. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start off surviving or dying repeatedly?
Oh, well, I'm used to both. So, you know, well, we could talk about COD because we both played that Friday. And I don't know. And apparently I'm a glutton for punishment because I love shipment 24/7, but the rest of you, not so much.
Yeah. And thankfully I do not have shipment video up right now. I just pulled up some kill confirm because that was the game we played a ton of on Friday.
Right.
And that
Between
was the
that
game
and grind.
We
yeah.
enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
We played one match of shipment and I think all of us collectively hated it.
All except me. I love
yes.
shipment. So
all except for you. You were having a blast with it. And I think mostly it's because most of us have not been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare multiplayer at all.
Right.
So just the hecticness of shipment. I mean, it's like you turn around and you're shot. You turn around, you're shot. You spawn, you're shot.
Right.
And it was just that rinse, repeat. Yeah. I did, though, enjoy Kill Confirmed and those types of games or spins on right. those games. And I think this will come back into the playthrough on Fridays.
Nice. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Granted, the new talking is we're going to play Fortnite. God help me.
I know, right? Me too.
Next Friday. So if you want to play Fortnite with us, keep that in mind. We are going to be doing that. But no, Call of Duty is a very competent shooter. There's a bunch of douchebags out there. And it is annoying as all get out with some of them. But you know what? In a private party, you don't hear the conversation from the other people. You're just in there having fun playing the game. And you can kind of ignore everybody that you don't want to listen to. So
exactly.
Yeah, it was fun. And there we go. Old person, just like that, transitioning up. I love that.
Right.
That's because I refuse to pay for YouTube.
Wow,
that's
all right. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. And I'm glad, you know, Mark, you know, kind of agreed to it because Mark is definitely not a COD fan at all. So, but he went with it anyway, even though he pretty much complained the entire time we were playing. He's like, this is why I installed it. Yeah, I know. I understand. That's why our motto is die, die, repeat. I mean,
but he came around. He did come around about halfway through, especially once we got to Kill Confirmed.
Right.
He was enjoying himself. Mark was absolutely miserable on shipment, as was I. And no joke. Yes. It was just like, And again, orientation, not really understanding. It is the smallest map known to mankind. And you're just like, it's just a giant circle. That's all you're doing. You're just running around in a giant circle. Yep. That's all I could figure out.
That's why I run around with a shotgun and grenades because, you know, smart. That's all you need.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, it was fun though. I enjoyed it. I'm glad. So we'll see how Friday goes with Fortnite.
Yeah, I think that is going to be fun. We're going to play no build mode for those wondering.
God.
So that's the only way you could get me to play Fortnite.
Right.
If I had to try and play that game and build crap, there's just no way.
I'd be dead in no time flat.
No build mode. It's basically cartoon PUBG, and I'm down for that. I'm absolutely down for that. So we'll see. I know it also has changed immensely. So I'm going to go into the store. I'm going to buy some stupid skin. I know it. But I will.
Well, you'll
sure
have to let me know which one, so we can, you know, we can team up there.
Well, I believe don't you have Geralt? Isn't that your skin of choice?
Well, it is, but that's not the one I've got. Tony's got it, but I don't have it. So, unfortunately, But I did notice there was a Rogue and Gambit one in there. I thought about buying those, but I haven't yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk some Vampire Survivors.
Sure, yeah. There was a DLC for it. I can't remember now what it was called, but I apparently hadn't bought it yet. So I bought it. I'm still not exactly sure what it added to the game, but there's been an update. You can now put, I don't even call them cheat codes, they call them spells. But there are now these spells you can type in for this game, and you can get extra people. And I don't know what all those yet, because I haven't went through all the spells yet. So I fired up a little Vampire Survivors the other day, because it's still scratching that itch for something to play, but you want, you know, you don't want to spend a whole lot of time doing it. So, yeah, I finally got one character to finish all the maps. So he's all pegged out. I don't know if that means anything. I mean, I don't know if that gives me anything extra or not. But I have one guy now that I've done all the maps with, and he's finished all the maps. So I'll probably go through and start up another one that way. I don't know. But I'm having fun with it. And somebody was telling me about Army of Ruin, and I downloaded it because it was super cheap. And I guess it's kind of the same thing as Vampire Survivors. Only it's a little different. I don't know. I'll fire it up.
Similar yet different.
Similar, yeah. Something about it doesn't, I don't think it does all the, you know, weapons automatically. Apparently there's some of it you've got to do on your own. I don't know. I'll fire it up and try it out and see. But somebody had made the comment that it was a lot like Vampire Survivors, but better. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I liked Vampire Survivors, but whatever.
Well, so anyway. On screen, I pulled up the four-player co-op.
Right.
It reminds me a lot of Gauntlet.
Yes.
Just in its aesthetic. I know, again, it plays very different from Gauntlet, but it just kind of reminds me of that. So very, you know, kind of old school throwback in that regard.
Right.
Still just a fun game.
I wonder how that would work. four players.
Cleansing of the palate.
Right. Exactly. When you want to play something, but you don't want to sit there and, I don't know, play for a long time. It's definitely something you can pick up, play for a little bit, put down. Because, I mean, you can even pause it and then come back to it later.
Right.
So, I mean, it's fun. I don't know. It's fun for me. It's not something I have to heavily think about necessarily because everybody's like, oh, well, you got to strategize your weapons. And normally I don't. I just kind of stumble along blindly and just say, oh, well, I haven't tried that one for a while. So let's use that one and rank it up because maybe I haven't ranked it up. So I'll use one weapon and rank it up. And then I'll pick something else maybe and try to rank it up because, you know, you get different things when you rank things up. So I don't know. I'm still enjoying it. And it's free on Game Pass, so it's not like I'm out anything. But I think at one time it's like down to like, what, $2 or something? It's worth that.
It's I don't think it's a very expensive game, even when it's at full price.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it is an acquired taste, obviously. Right. But especially if you like the 16-bit, you might as well check it out. There's no harm.
Right. Like I said, it's on Game Pass, so I mean... And now it's like everywhere. It's on Switch. It's on your cell phone. It's everywhere. So try it out.
Well, speaking of something that is soon to be everywhere, but is getting lots of attention.
I'm excited about this one.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes! So
I just pulled some video from kind of the opening part of the game. It's not, it's a little past the opening scene, so hopefully not too spoilerish. Mm-hmm. I finally got this... not only downloaded, but actually played. I've been playing both on my Steam Deck as well as on my computer. Mm-hmm. So it reminds me a lot of Divinity, mm-hmm. Divinity Original Sin. Really probably more 2 than 1, but I mean, right. Very similar. The big, I think, difference is the dice rolls.
Right.
They are very much front and center. You see, you know, the dice roll options in front of you and, you know, kind of what your chances are for completing it. So just like playing in a D&D session,
right.
You know, you'll know what you have to roll to be successful or not. So I think it makes it really brings D&D to life on screen. Mm-hmm. The game itself, I mean, I haven't noticed any glitches. It's not terribly fast paced.
Right.
So that may put some people off. I have struggled a couple occasions with just when I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it just it's effort.
Right.
But I do like the dialogue choices, the ability to kind of play in a manner that you kind of see your character as.
Right.
It's not endless choices. I know the developer kind of says you can do everything and anything you want, but there are some limitations and things that you think you might or should be able to do, you won't be able to do. But again, I think that's with every video game out there. The only real nitpick I have, and I don't know if other people have experienced this, it's with the syncing of saves.
Right.
So, you know, when I'm playing on my PC or on the Steam Deck, I have it set up to where all of the saves will sync automatically. And so this way I can jump from device to device and I don't lose any progress. But sometimes the syncing just hangs up. It's like it's taking forever and a day for it to actually kick in and sync. And so what's frustrating is at those times I'm like, I'm trying to save the game and shut down. And it's like syncing in progress. If I shut it down at that point, it doesn't save the sync. And then my next playthrough is going to be back.
Right.
And so that happened to me a couple times. So I've just been trying to be diligent, leave the devices open and let it sync. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not sure where that issue is. If it's on my end, I mean, maybe it's an internet issue. I don't think so, but
right.
I feel like it's a game system, you know, kind of the handoff with Steam Deck and the game itself. But overall, I'm very much enjoying it. Yes, you do get to go in and the character creation is pretty deep. I did find the whole genital thing kind of comical. It's like
surely not.
You know, you get these choices, but it's such a meaningless and kind of silly option to choose. It's like, okay, does this have any bearing on the game? Probably not. But I suppose I'll find out later on down the line if I ever do get into a romance scene.
Who knows? You haven't screwed a bear yet?
No. And my intention is not to. That's good. The record, my intention is to not have romantic interactions with characters that can change into bear form. I just find that off-putting on many levels.
Diplomatic.
All right, Dan is saying, I've heard there's an issue with Steam syncing, but not the game itself. So, yeah, I think that is exactly the problem, Dan. You're right. It is a Steam issue. So as I'm trying to sync from my PC playthrough into Steam to allow me to sync with my Steam Deck, those syncs, sometimes it just literally takes like 20 minutes or so for it to finally go through and kick in. And that could be just frustrating. So just be prepared for that. If you don't want to deal with that headache, obviously don't initiate or don't enable the syncing, and you can just save it right away and you're fine. But you'll just be saving it to that device.
Right.
But yeah, so far, Baldur's Gate, I think it's earning all of the kudos that it should, and that it has been getting. It's graphically, it looks great. The voice acting is really, really well done, surprisingly well done, even with supporting characters. And the combat, from a turn-based combat tactics guy, it feels good. So I honestly don't think there's much more I would ask of this game for it to do. Unabashedly, it proclaims what it is, and it's doing what it is, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yep.
So it is a really well done RPG, and as a D&D person through my entire life, I love the fact that it's following the D&D rules, because everything's very familiar in the D&D universe for me. Okay. So I think that covers that. Kim, did you have any questions for the game?
No, not really. I mean, from what I'm seeing here on the video, it looks really, really good. And, so I'm just excited and waiting for him to Xbox. Because I've been like you. I almost bit the bullet and I almost bought it for my computer. But the thing is, I don't know if my computer could run it. And,
So
I don't
have
a Steam Deck. So
funny conversation around that. So when I booted it up, it was telling me that my drivers were out of date for the video card that I have on my PC, which admittedly, my PC is now 4-ish years old.
Right.
But the video card I had in it was a little bit older than when I bought the PC. So, and I laughed because I went to NVIDIA to try and update the drivers, and that was just a complete cluster F. Mm-hmm. And they literally didn't have an update driver for my card. Oh, so I'm like, well, crap, I can't play this on my PC. Oh, well, I'll just play it on my deck.
Right.
Well, I just took a chance and I just ignored the driver update and, the window saying driver update, and I just hit play. Plays perfectly fine.
Well, good.
So I would say you probably could take a chance on it playing on your laptop.
Right.
My guess is you'll be fine. So that's if you want to take a chance. Maybe catch it on a Steam sale.
Maybe in the next couple of months it'll come to Xbox and I won't have to worry about it. Because I've also thought about buying it on the PlayStation, but my turning on the PlayStation doesn't happen very often, sadly. I wish I could say it does, but I don't know. It's one of those things.
I got nothing to say on that, Kim.
Plus, I'm still very much balls deep in Diablo. So,
That's an interesting way of describing that, by the way.
I know. But I guess I still got a whole hell of a lot of side quests and dungeons and all that stuff to do. So, I'm not done with it yet, unlike Mark, who's apparently almost done with it. So,
I figure at this point now, I will come back to Diablo, like, sporadically.
Right.
I'm no longer driving for the campaign finish. Right. Although the season stuff, the way I wish every company moving forward would handle seasons the way Halo Infinite handles seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to beacon Halo as the be all end all, but the way they handled their season passes, you can jump in and jump out and jump back to, more importantly, your season pass at any point in time. So if you paid for a season pass, just because the next season starts,
right,
doesn't mean you're screwed.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, if you didn't complete it by now, you're just, you're SOL.
Right.
So I really like that model. And I think a lot of companies should just kind of carry that forward now. I think that
it would be nice because those season passes get expensive. Yeah, like COD's the same way. They're, you know, it's 20 bucks or something, and or maybe 30 depending on which one you get. So, you know, and then once it's over, well, that's it. So.
All right. And Dan is basically kind of, I think, reiterating what I was saying, which is, you know, running it on a 1080 Ti card. Vulcan should work fine on older cards too. Basically said, hey, add him to the library.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, ping Dan, basically. That's what that whole long list of, you know, tech, ping right. Dan, he'll hook you up. All right, Kim, let's talk some news and Alrighty. New video games, all that good stuff.
Sweet.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so before we dive into the news, we're at that last part of August. Is there anything notable in terms of, I guess really not, in terms of the games that we pay for that we get? Although I think this is the last month with Games of the Gold, right?
It is.
Yep. So this is done.
I mean,
if you're listening to this on audio, yeah, right. Likely it's over.
Right.
Okay. So we don't need to talk about that. We should talk about some news stuff. So this was kind of a big one, you know, in the midst of Gamescom. And by the way, Gamescom, there weren't a lot of real actual announcements. It was right. A lot of updates to stuff, a lot of kind of re-showing things, just as a way of that Stalker 2, which we had hoped was going to launch this year.
Right.
It's actually been delayed into 2024, but they did have it playable on the show floor. Looks great. I'm very excited for that game when it comes out, but I'm willing to give these guys all the time they need. They you know, these are Ukrainian developers that literally have had a war interrupt their game development. Right. So I'm just happy to see it's moving forward, and it looks like that it's turning into be, you know, it's going to be a really good game. That said, Baldur's Gate, we just were talking about it, Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm-hmm.
It has been kind of at the apex of a lot of people's conversations, especially because the Xbox version was being kind of skipped or pushed out, and we weren't sure when that was going to come because of problems with split screen on the Series S.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were treated to a tweet in the midst of Gamescom, basically said, you know, Baldur's Gate 3 will launch sometime in this year on Xbox. This is confirmed by Larian Studios CEO Sven Vinke. I'm sure I said that wrong, but that's what I'm going with. And right. That was after a meeting with Microsoft. The Xbox Series S version will launch without split-screen co-op. Now, this caused a massive kerfuffle because for the longest time, Xbox had been maintaining that every version of game that would release on the Xbox platform needed to have feature parity. And mm-hmm. so if the X had split screen, the S had to split screen and vice versa. But there were some interesting kind of kinks to that. You know, the S version, you know, didn't have to have 4K visuals. The X, you know, the Series X might have that. The S didn't have to have 4K visuals. Now, that's not obviously apples to apples, but mm-hmm. There were some differences between versions. And so I think this was ultimately the opening and the bending of the knee of Microsoft on this moment. But per Eurogamer, on the S specifically, and this is Phil Spencer talking to Eurogamer, we designed the box with similarities to the X and clear places where we were targeting a different performance. And we're talking feedback, or sorry, we're taking feedback from developers, including Larian. I met with them today to talk about it, and I'm confident we're going to find a good solution, and we're going to learn. I don't see a world where we drop the S in terms of the console itself. In terms of parity, I don't think you've heard from us or Larian that this was about parity. I think that's more that the community is talking about it there are features that ship on the X today that do not ship on the S, even from our own games, like ray tracing that works on X and not on S, certain games. So for an S customer, they spent roughly half what the X customer bought. They understand that's not going to run the same way. That's some good spin.
Yep.
But let's be honest here. They realize that in talking with not only Larian, but some other developers likely had similar issues with co-op split screen that forced some problems, maybe even forced games not to come onto the console because of it. Mm-hmm. And so now they're willing to let that, you know, that feature set go by the wayside. They said, you know what? Hey, S doesn't have to have feature parity completely. It can be missing a few things and we're going to be okay with that. I mean, I'm okay with it. Obviously, I own a Series X. Doesn't really impact me. I don't know how you feel about this. What's your take? Because I know you were talking about Tony with the Series S.
Yeah, he's got the S. Now, with Baldur's Gate, I'm not real worried about because I don't think this will be something he'll play anyway. And, you know, I'm definitely, when we're playing games together, I'm definitely not one for split screen because now that I have my own TV and my own Xbox, I would much rather have that than trying to play on a split screen because I have a terrible time sometimes figuring out which one I'm supposed to be and have I watch his character when I'm supposed to be down here watching mine. So, you know, that's one thing. Some other games now, maybe when it comes down the road that he might play, like maybe COD, which I don't know. I don't see that happening, but maybe then it might give me pause to think, well, maybe I need to spend the extra money and get him an X, but that's going to be down the road because Aunt Kim's not made of money. So he'll just have to deal with it depending on what kind of thing it is. But if it's just like split screen or something like that, that doesn't really bother me because I don't play split screen with him very often. So not when we both have our own Xbox and we can online co-op together. So
we'll see. I feel like this really does put a much more clear line now as a differentiator. Whereas before it was really kind of like, okay, frame rates might be different and resolution for sure would be different, but that was the big differentiator, that and hard drive size, I think, and size of the box, obviously.
Right.
But now this does further push the two apart because now you're looking at the S saying, okay, but also it may not get all of the features that the X, you know, the Series X could enjoy.
Right.
I'm very curious how this all plays out down the road. You know, are there other concessions they're going to be willing to make to allow games on the platforms?
Right.
So.
I'm in the same boat there. So.
All right. Next story. We had a big leak from a Starfield leaker the past week. But just interesting news to follow up on this Starfield leaker. He was arrested after allegedly stealing copies of the game. This is reported by Kotaku. 29-year-old Darian Harris was booked by the Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office August 24th. He's facing a felony charge for $2,500 to $10,000 worth of stolen property and a misdemeanor charge of $1,000 or less of stolen property and a misdemeanor charge of possession of marijuana. And I believe he got busted for the marijuana because in Tennessee, it's still not, it's medicinally legal, but it's not legal for just everyday consumption. So he got busted for that. And then, of course, they found all the stolen crap. Needless to say, a few days prior to his arrest, Harris published approximately 40 minutes of the Starfield gameplay footage on his YouTube channel that has now gone viral. And all kinds of people were, you know, leaking that out. Thankfully, I've avoided that.
I didn't know anything about it till this. So,
It is alleged that Harris was responsible for uploading listings for multiple copies of the game, including its $300 Constellation Edition, to a Japanese e-commerce platform called Mercari. We still do not know how he managed to get a hold of the game copies, but I'm pretty sure GameStop left their back door open or it fell off the Walmart truck kind of scenario.
Right.
And there's nothing really to say on this other than I just like seeing, you know, bad guys. And in this case, maybe the nicest guy in the world, but he made some really stupid choices.
Yeah.
Choices have consequences. Speaking of choices with consequences, Kim.
Right. Yeah.
Your most beloved, looking forward to game, Dragon Age Dreadwolf, faces some problems.
Right.
So earlier this week, BioWare General Manager, was it Gary McKay, said that the company would be cutting approximately 50 roles as part of a shift towards becoming a more agile and more focused studio. This included cutting some of the writers of the game.
Yeah, so, I know. And there was one guy that he cut that's been there since almost the beginning. And I'm like, yeah. I don't like this. This is not
a good look.
No, yeah. This does not look good. I mean, the game's not even out yet. And you're cutting people that are involved in the story and the lore and all this, making up of the characters, and you're turning them loose. I'm not comfortable. So.
Yeah. Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb sources claimed that Dragon Age Dreadwolf was once being considered for release in 2023, September, but the game keeps getting delayed. This latest layoff certainly can't help that cause, by the way.
Right.
So the game's target release window was then moved to March 2024, and this is from a little ways back, but it's currently planned to come out next summer at the earliest, in quotes. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Grubbs is indicating he thinks it's very unlikely that the game's going to be released and will get pushed back even farther, possibly into 2025.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But this game has been in development for a long time.
Yeah, because Inquisition didn't come out till 2014? So, you know, we're at the almost 10-year mark on that one, and we're still waiting. So
yeah. It almost feels like, one, this game clearly has probably been rebooted at least once.
Yeah. Like
full reboot.
Yeah.
And then you just have to wonder. Obviously, we don't know what Dragon Age Dreadwolf was going to be in terms of gameplay because we hadn't really seen anything yet.
Right.
But Baldur's Gate 3 coming out the way it has, you just have to wonder if it's like stealing all of the thunder that Dragon Age Dreadwolf might have had.
Right.
And so now they're hard thinking, what do we do from here?
Right.
Yeah,
because at one time before it got rebooted, they were seriously looking at it as a game as a service sort of thing. So, like, online, multiplayer, all that, and that was quickly scuttled, so they had to start all over again, and I don't know since then how much more they've had to, but yeah, getting rid of a bunch of the key people that started all this from the beginning, it's not a good look for me, and it honestly has me a wee bit worried, like, how this is going to be, and it's going to break my heart if the game is crap, because I'm invested into it so much, and then for it to just fall on its face. And maybe never make another one again. It just kind of bothers me a little. So, but what can you do? That's games for you.
We have a kind of that Mass Effect example to think back on. They had the big misstep with Andromeda, which I, again, don't feel like it was a complete misstep.
Right.
I think that game just, it bore the brunt of all of the massive disappointment of the end of 3.
Right.
In terms of how BioWare handled that. And so they were destined to fail with Andromeda.
Right.
I hope the best for this game. I never want a game to fail.
Right.
I also like Dragon Age. So, but I'm not the fan that you are.
Right.
I will freely say that too. So, okay. Last story to talk about. Sony's remote play handheld Project Q is now being called the PlayStation Portal. It will cost $200. Now, it shouldn't be lost on us, by the way. PlayStation Portal. Gosh, what is that acronym? PSP.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the PlayStation Portable.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Portal. Please don't confuse the two. So this device, as we know, is going to be linked to your PlayStation 5. And this is just some of the details that came out from this. And I thought we would just talk through this because, again,
right.
I find this fascinating that this device even exists.
Right.
So the PlayStation Portal is going to cost $200. Now, actually, I find that to be a fair price.
Yeah.
219 euro, 199 pounds UK. So fair price. Mm-hmm. Not horrible. And it is coming out later this year. So I anticipate likely, I'm thinking November launch time. They'll probably launch it right before Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, The PlayStation Portal will connect remotely to your PS5 over Wi-Fi. PlayStation Portal can play supported games that are installed on your PS5 console and use the DualSense controller that's kind of built into the Portal, which if you haven't seen it, it looks like they literally just took a DualSense controller and cut it in half and stuck it on both sides of the screen. Mm-hmm. Now, important, you will need to own PS5 hardware to use the PlayStation Portal because it is not a PlayStation Portable. It is the PlayStation Portal. And also that the new PSP will not support PlayStation Plus premium streaming of games. So, you know, your PS5, you can stream games using PlayStation Now, old name, PS, mm-hmm. PS Plus Premium, allows you to stream games. You don't have to download them. You can, you know, kind of purview them and just play them through your PlayStation 5. You will not be able to do that on the portable. Sorry, Portal. That was a legitimate slip, not intentional. That's very curious to me. I'm assuming their reasoning is the lag between the console and the streaming service, and then the lag between the console to the portal will be too much, and it'll make for a bad experience. That has to be it, because there's no real reason why you couldn't do it unless it's just a bad experience. So they're just denying that ability to then, you know, they're avoiding the bad experience situation, which, okay. But again, starts to call into question what the use cases of this device are slowly dwindling.
Yes.
Also confirmed and important to note, there's no Bluetooth. I can't talk. There's no Bluetooth capability in the PSP. Meaning you will need to use proprietary Sony hardware, whether it be their headphones or their earbuds, in order to use a headphone with the PSP.
More money.
Yeah.
Did you know those won't be cheap?
Yes, and Dana saying, I think they have made a mistake with the portal. Yes. I just don't get the use case scenario.
You know, I don't either, because all of this I can do with my little Razer handheld. I mean, I can even stream games because I've done it with the Xbox. Now, admittedly, I paid a little more than $200 because I went through Verizon and I got the one that you can use with your cellular data, too. So that way I could take it anywhere, because I've taken it, you know, 3 hours home and been able to fire up my PlayStation or my Xbox and play games. So, okay, that's a little different there, but... Yeah, I don't understand the. I mean, I guess I can see some diehards, I guess, maybe getting it just so they'll have it. But other than that, I don't really.
I mean, okay, I'm being a bit hard on the use case scenario. There's the clear and obvious use case scenario of this, which is you want to be on the couch and just play your PSP. Again, I hate the naming convention. You want to be able to play your Portal on the couch while somebody else is watching TV.
Right.
That is the only use case scenario for this.
Right.
You know, again, you have to have your PS5 on. So it's not natively streaming anything. It's not, it is literally just slaving off your PlayStation 5.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sure it's going to be a success at launch. I'm sure they will sell well out of the gate from the diehard loyalists, the people that are hardcore into, you know, the PlayStation universe. But I really wonder how it's going to perform after that.
Right.
I feel less sure about this than I do PSVR 2. And I feel very unsure about PSVR 2, just with the way they've been supporting it. Let's see, Hardy Dan, you can save an extra $150 and just buy a Steam Deck. Yeah, I mean, you know, the not being able to play games natively on the device really just limits it to it's your companion app.
Right.
We had those companion apps back in the day. This is your second screen companion app, but you're having to pay $200 for it instead of using your phone.
Right.
I mean, exactly. Why not just let us stream to a tablet, the visuals, and then use your controller. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Kim, enough of that. Let's talk. New releases.
Okay, yeah. And that they are. All righty. Your new releases for October. Don't get that far ahead. I ain't ready for fall yet. August 27th to September 2nd are Goodbye Volcano High for your PS5 and PS4 and PC on the 29th. Samba de Amigo. Party Central for the Switch, August 29th as well. Sea of Stars for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 29th, also coming to Game Pass. Under the Waves for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 29th as well. Somerville for the PS5 and PS4 on August 31st. Trine 5, which I actually have the other Trine games on my Switch. And they're pretty good games, so, you know, I can see why there's a fifth. But anyway, Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on August 31st. So, I think that's the last of them. Those are your new releases this week. So,
all
right. I don't know if there's any other that was jumping out at anyone. I mean, other than Trine, and I still haven't beat the other four, so.
Yeah, I still have to try Somerville.
Right.
You know, I was excited for that game, but then the reviews came back pretty middling.
I wondered if you were. It sounded familiar, yeah. But I couldn't remember.
Trine 5, I think, probably is maybe the standout of this group.
Right.
It's, it's the end of summer group. Also, it's right before Starfield launches. So right. I think anything that was going to come out in and around this time has tried to move out of the way of that. Right. Okay.
Speaking of Starfield, oh my god, the negativity this game is getting, and it's not even out yet, is ridiculous. So.
I think my son just got into something. Not positive, but I think it was. Well. I think it was shredded paper that I'm hearing in the background.
That's kids for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the negativity, it's been insane. The amount of back and forth, just fanboy on all sides.
Right.
People like overly defending the game before it's out. People overly attacking the game before it's out. None of them have played this game. So, yeah, I am very much looking forward to the game. I have high hopes. I hope it meets those expectations. But if for some reason it falls flat on its face, I have Baldur's Gate 3 to fall back on. So
there you go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
All right. You could hang out with Robin Tate probably right now playing, you know, Assetto Corsa Competizione if Lasagna. You so were inclined, but, we don't hang out with jerks that leave us high and dry. So we would much prefer you just hang out with us. Forget Robin. You know, right. He has to earn his good graces back into this clan. So we're not even going to talk about his Thursday night gaming anymore. Nope, that's on the sideline. We are going to talk about Halo Wednesday night still happening, enjoying that, having fun. Fridays, though, however, turn into that's the mixed bag. So we were doing PUBG. We did Call of Duty this week. Next week, it will be Fortnite. So if you want to come hang out and have some fun with a great group of people, come on, come hang out.
Right.
Just ping us, get you in. We'll have some fun, and just you can't root for Man City. That's the only requirement of being part of the Friday night team.
Right.
Snuggins is in trouble. all right, Kim, let's do some shout outs, please, and we'll wrap this up.
All righty. I'm gonna shout out our shatters. We've had Hardly Dan and Lord in there today, so thanks guys for stopping by and you know keeping us motivated and whatnot. Providing us with some feedback, which is always nice. You know, shout out to Tank Top, as always, because it's fun to come on here and kind of talk to actual adults that, you know, kind of understand where I'm coming from. So that's nice. Other than that, I think the weather from hell has finally stopped. I think this week might actually be a decent cooler week, so we won't all get heat stroke, hopefully. Other than that, I hope everybody has a good week this week and plays some games and you know, enjoys themselves and that sort of thing. So, come back next weekend. We'll be here again. So, over to you there, Greggles.
Indeed. We will definitely be back here next weekend. Shout out to my son. I don't think you're going to be able to see this. That is the shredded paper all over the floor, as I predicted. Indeed. He found the shredded paper in the bag. He didn't care about the paper. He just wanted the bag.
You sure he's not part cat? Because that almost sounds like a cat thing.
I'm not positive. I'm not positive at all. Shout out to my wife, because apparently she had to clean that. Or she has left it for me to go clean after the podcast. One of the two.
There you go.
You know, and Kim, shout out to you. Thanks for making the podcast. It's always a fun Sunday. It's our therapy session.
Indeed.
Love the chat. Thanks to Harley, Dan, and Lord for being in there. We appreciate you hanging out for just, you know, a little over an hour or so. Just having a little nice video game chat. We'll do it again next week. So come back, like, subscribe, be here next week, or be square. That makes me sound really old. Never mind. Just come back. Right. Have fun.
Yeah,
I am old. It's okay. I admit it. All right. On that note, we are done. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.